אנחנו לומדים מתלמוד 10 הספירות.
We're studying from the study of the 10 ספירות, first volume, second part, in Hebrew it's page 61, in inner observation, chapter 3, item 27.
רב? כן, רק
Yes, just a moment.
כן, כן, בוא נעשה את זה.
Yes, let's do it.
So we're in item 27. The title is Malchut of Keter descended and became the substance in the Sphira of Chochmah. Item 27. Now we shall explain the two discernments that we should make in each of the four phases. The root of the degree, the discernment of the instilling of the light of Ein Sof on it, is called the Keter of that degree. It is known that in the upper light there is only the will to bestow and to do good to others, meaning to the entire reality that exists in the worlds that he created. However, there is nothing in him of the will to receive. As it's written in Inner Observation, in Part 1. Malchut of Keter is the cause for Phase 1. That is because the desire in the upper one becomes a compelling must in the lower one. Thus, the will to bestow and to do good, which is Malchut of Keter, became the will to receive in phase one, called Chochmah. It is regarded as though Malchut of Keter herself descended and clothed and became the will to receive of phase one, meaning its actual substance. It is so because the desire in phase one is the substance in that phase, and the upper light, called Chaya, is clothed in that substance. Hence, it is considered that Malchut of Keter became the substance of the Sphira called Chochmah. This is the first discernment that should be made in the substance of Phase 1.
Okay, I don't think we're going to have questions here. What does he want to tell us? He's trying to say that light comes out from Ein Sof, from infinity, and it bestows on the will to receive, which was imprinted in it, the phase of Keter, the coarseness of root, begins to work upon the coarseness of root and how it opens up this will to receive until the will to receive begins to grow and grow and grow, and it turns into phase one, Chochmah, and then into phase two, and so on. And so Malchut of Keter, what is he saying? Keter is entirely bestowing, that has nothing of the will to receive there. The desire there too is still does not feel. Doesn't awaken from within it desire. So Malchut of Keter descended and became an aspect of matter in the Sphira of Chochmah. That after the phase of Keter emerged in the will to receive, of the will to receive in the light, the Keter, the will to receive, only operates as a bestower. And so this desire to bestow gives birth to the phase of Chochmah, the Sphira of Chochmah. That's what he wants to tell us in this letter 27.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, скажите, а что такое вообще в нашей работе вот Малхут де Кетер?
Yes, Rav. Can you tell us what does it mean?
We have no such work. Where do you have that? You're asking about things that you haven't seen, you haven't felt, and you haven't met, encountered. How can you say in our work? We have no work in this. How can you ask such a thing?
It's just that you're saying sometimes that Malachut is I and the upper nine are my friends I have to connect to.
No,
in any case, we don't belong to the degree of Keter. Keter is entirely bestowed. That's what comes to us from the light of Ensof, of infinity. He explains to us now how it is revealed, how these discernments are revealed in spirituality, in the spiritual world, in the spiritual state, that it is entirely in bestowal, and not in our world, in the group.
Но мы ведь сможем прийти вот к постижению вот этих понятий в группе
десятки. Will we be able to reach understanding of these concepts?
Yes, but not in such a manner that it's revealed to us from Keter. We reach from Malchut, we raise the reflected light, we reach all the degrees, the previous degrees, until we reach Keter, and then we attain what occurs to us at the degree of Keter. Only in such a manner. He wants to tell us, to explain to us, how the will to receive comes of the light, that it was all upper light, the desire of the Creator. And the Creator is the bestower, and he wants of his bestowal, of his love, that the creature, created being, shall emerge, and how his of his light, the created being comes out, the will to receive. Soon, continue.
We'll continue with item 28. After the appearance of the light of Chokhmah, the vessel of Chokhmah itself emerged. Item 28. The second discernment is that after the upper light, called Chaya, expanded in Malchut of Keter, which is the aforementioned substance of Chokhmah, Malchut of Keter received the real substance of Phase 1. It means that although Malchut of Keter, namely the will to bestow that is included in the upper light, became a will to receive for the first substance of Phase 1, it was sufficient only to be a root for Phase 1, meaning for this will to receive to draw the upper light into it. We can denominate it as the first substance of the Sfira Chokhmah, for it is still regarded as emanator and Keter. It shifts from being emanator and Keter to being emanated being and Chokhmah, called Phase 1, only after the aforementioned will to receive extends the light of Chaya that is related to it. Then it stops being regarded as an emanator and is regarded as an emanated being or Chokhmah. Study it thoroughly and you will not miss the aim. Now you have learned the two discernments in the vessel of Chokhmah. The first is Malchut of the Upper One, meaning before she drew her light, and the second is called the vessel of Chokhmah itself, namely Malchut of Chokhmah. This is because the vessel is always called Malchut.
He wants to explain to us here how the light emerges, expands from the Creator in the phase of root, and how in this light we have the will to receive degree after degree, more and more and more, different from the light. The desire becomes more coarse, greater, bigger, and the light that operates upon it, such they form a connection between them. More light, more desire, more light, and such in a mutual manner, they concatenate from degree to degree, keta chokhma, bina, and so on. Onward.
Item 29. Malchut of Chokhmah became the first substance in Bina. With the emergence of her light, the vessel of Bina itself emerged. The same is observed in the substance of phase 2, called Bina. Her cause is the desire in phase 1, called Chokhmah, meaning only Malchut of Chokhmah. The desire in the degree is always called the vessel or malchut of the degree. The malchut of Chokhmah clothed and became the first substance of the Sfira of Bina, so as to extend the light that is related to her. This is the first discernment in the substance of phase 2 called Bina. When she then extended the light that is related to her, called Neshama, her substance emerged from being Malchut of Chokhmah, which is phase 1, and acquired its own form, meaning the actual phase 2, called Bina.
Meaning, what do we see here? We see here that we have the upper light at first, and it has nothing in it. And then of this light we have the will to receive. This will to receive begins to give birth to degrees of the will to receive, because the light operates, it bestows, it continues to operate on the will to receive, and then this will to receive goes through changes that the light bestows upon it. It becomes a desire that it desires to receive. Then it doesn't want to receive, it rejects the will to receive. That's how we'll draw that. Will to receive in such a manner that it wants to receive, and then a will to bestow, just like we learn in the four faces of direct light. Then we have a will to receive and a will to bestow together, and then only the greatest will to receive, the Malchut, that it wants to receive, desire to receive, and desire to bestow, or in it, within the will to receive. Yes? Here you have 1 and 2, and here you have 3, that this 3 is equal to 1 plus 2. And such we learn with you the four phases of direct light.
Florida.
Thank you, Rav. As I understand, there's no creation yet. So what is this substance that's always talked about?
Ratzon likabel.
The will to receive. The substance is the will to receive, but the will to receive still is not born. Born means, it's called that it feels that it wants to receive, and from whom it wants to receive, and how much it receives, and how much not. that's already measures, extents of the created being. Here we don't have that yet. Here it's a will to receive that is simply under control of the upper light entirely, in a whole manner.
This extension of light he writes about from Malchut of Chochmah, Bina is born. What is this action of extension of light?
The light that operates on the will to receive, it fills the will to receive. But from within that it fills the will to receive, it also passes on to it its qualities. And then the will to receive also wants to be as a bestower. And then this opposite quality that's revealed in the will to receive, that it also wants to bestow, it's called the quality of Bina. That's what we see here. This is the light that still bestows, it influences here. And this is the light in Bina that wants to bestow on its own part in return, just like we see here, the arrow. In Zeir Anpin, we have part that receives and part that bestows. That's what awakens in the created being. And in Malchut, it is entirely a will to receive. So just like here above, we have a will to receive from the Creator. In Malchut, we have that same will to receive in the created being, in the whole manner, in the full extent.
So all the light that comes down to Malchut, the bestowal of this light, is in all the qualities that precede it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't see questions, so we're going to go on to the next page.
Okay, we're in the fifth chapter. Explains the restriction and the screen. Item 51.
We learned with you that after this vessel has been made, its next action, this vessel is the fourth phase, yes? This is the root phase.
No, you
know what? It's better. Let's do it like this. Make a zero. One, two, three, and four. And then after this, what do we have? Four is Malchut, the will to receive in its entirety. It wants only to receive. What happens then? We say that this Malchut, after it receives, it feels just how opposite it is from the light, and it makes a restriction on itself, that it expels all the light. The will to receive is in it, but the light in it, it expels. That's it. And that's called the first restriction. How can we do this? Internationally, some international symbol that will be understood to everyone. I'm not sure what to do here. We'll just write Tzimtzum Aleph for now.
Allah,
onward, fifth chapter.
Yes, so we're in item 51 in chapter 5, the difference between the restriction and the screen.
So this Malchut, called Malchut of Infinity, it is filled with the light of infinity without restriction, and afterwards it performs a Tzimtzum, restriction on itself, that it expels all the light out of it, expels all the light, and then by this action, it is separated of the light, and then it makes a condition that I'm willing to receive the light, but on the condition that here I'll have my own decision. That's called a screen. That there comes light, the screen rejects it, the masach rejects it, and decides that it wants to receive only some part of it that it's capable of receiving on the intention to bestow. Just like the emanator gives on the intention to bestow, he also receives on the intention to bestow. And in this, they're equal.
בסדר.
Okay.
נקרא. אות נון א'.
Let's read. Letter 51.
51. The difference between the restriction and the screen. Once we learned the four degrees in the will to receive, one below the other well, in its accurate measure, we will now explain the matter of the restriction, the screen, and the difference between them. The restriction has already been thoroughly explained in part one and in inner light, and we need not repeat the words here. The primary issue that we need for our concern is the equivalence that was there. Item 52. The four phases received in restriction the matter of cause and consequence. Item 52. It has been explained above that since the light of Ein Sof is completely even, it had to restrict itself evenly on all sides. This means that all four phases that were restricted are of equal level, without discernment of refinement and coarseness that make four degrees be one below the other, down to phase four, the lowest and coarsest of them all. Rather, they are all even. All that was added in the restriction to distinguish in it more than in Ein Sof is the matter of the four phases, how they cause each other and cascade from each other by way of cause and consequence. Phase one is the reason and the cause of the emergence of phase two. Phase 2 is the cause of phase 3, and phase 3 is the cause of phase 4. However, in terms of refinement and merit, they are even.
But
that this fourth phase that wants to receive the light, that it wants to receive the light, it cannot receive it entirely, rather only a bit. What it receives a bit is called internal light. What it cannot receive on the intention to bestow, yes? On the intention to receive, it has this entire vessel. But on the intention to bestow, it can only receive part. and that's called internal light that enters inward into the vessel. And what it cannot receive, it like rejects it outward and it becomes surrounding light. So it's already tied to this vessel, it's connected to the screen, to the will to receive, and the vessel just didn't receive it. And so then it is around that ultimately, after many actions, it will in any case enter the vessel. But after many actions, or by many actions. So reflected light is that same light that the vessel doesn't want to receive now. It's not capable of receiving it on the intention to bestow at the moment, but it will ultimately receive it by many actions, a multitude of actions. That's how it will be.
PT 35.
Thank you, Rav. What actions are we talking about it for the inner light that enters the vessel? What determines basically how much light will enter the vessel?
The screen, as much as I can receive on the intention to bestow, not to myself, rather to give contentment to the giver, the host, the creator. That determines.
Thank you.
And thus, in the rejection of the light, what we have here. So here we have reflected light. Let's say, one is direct light, two is reflected light, three is internal light, and there is still here surrounding light that is here. We'll call it four, let's say, surrounding light. And there's many other lights, but in sum total, these are the four important lights to us. Okay.
Moscow 3.
Вот свет под номером 3 внутренний. Он заканчивается на границе.
The light in number 3, the inner light, and ends in a limit. How does this discernment happen? That after this limit, it won't be bestowal.
The vessel itself must make a calculation: how much yes and how much no. Depict to yourself that you have like a stomach. And then you have a mind. Right? So you begin to pass through the stomach a decision, and then accordingly you enter work of the mind. Yes, it determines how much you receive. It's like a pipe here. Like a faucet. A faucet, he opens and closes how much the stomach can receive. This work of the mind on the stomach is called intention. Intention. That you accordingly open or close the valve, that you allow it to fill your vessel. Here is the lack, the efficiency. Here's the vessel. And here you determine. PT 30. Yes, yes.
Я как-то принимаю осознанное участие в этом? Или это работа Творца, реакция на мои усилия? Кто эту границу устанавливает?
А вот дальше лха.
Am I taking an aware participants in this, or is this my work?
It's your work. It's your work in 100%. You must carry out these things because you make the restriction, and after that, you place a screen, And then you say, what I receive, it will only be because the Creator wants me to receive, and not because I want, despite that I very much want. But I will do it only for Him. Of course, before this, you need to receive forces of rejection, of repulsion from the Creator, because you don't have that. You only have the will to receive, which wants to swallow everything. And when you receive from the Creator desires to bestow, you make calculations, and after the correct calculation, you carry out the action and the intention to bestow.
What will enable me not to fail, not to make a mistake here? Is this experience that leads me there?
This is because you begin to feel all these elements after the restriction. You, first of all, need to make a restriction. Here, in this point, you make a restriction. You see what I'm doing here? This point, restriction, simtzum. And in this point, you decide, first of all, I'm making a restriction. Yeah. And afterwards, I do an action that I receive the light on the intention to bestow. And there is many actions here where we will still learn this ahead. Okay?
Turkey 2.
Good morning, dear Rav and friends. Our friend is asking, does the reflected light create a difference or change in the surrounding light?
Of course,
all the lights are tied to one another. If I decide how much light I receive inwards, according to how much I have left, it is less or more. Meaning, we have internal light that I receive, light that comes to me, some of it. And accordingly, surrounding light that I can't receive and it remains outside. There are many such lights around the Paltzuf and inside the Paltzuf, that the Paltzuf receives them on the intention to bestow in all sorts of conditions. We will yet learn this. Latin 7.
Gracias, Rav. Esta aparente lucha entre el más
alto y
la luz que quiere entrar es donde
this struggle between the screen and the light that wants to enter. That's where we should beat the Creator, defeat Him, to reach the state of my sons have defeated me.
Again? Esta aparente lucha entre el masaj que rechaza la luz.
This struggle between the screen that rejects the light and the light that wants to enter. Is this the place we should defeat the Creator? And so He can say that my sons have defeated me?
Exactly. Very nice. Correct. Yes.
בסדר. Kazakhstan.
Okay, Kazakhstan.
Спасибо, Раф. Я правильно понимаю Боль Сулама, что любой исход света и желание...
If I understand correctly, I understand Bala Sulam correctly, that the emergence of the light from all the desires in the four phases depends on the restriction?
The desires are determined only by the Rishimot, the records that are revealed. The records that are revealed determine what desire is now revealed, the general will to receive, meaning what desire will have in the vessel, and with what this vessel will work. Only by the records.
מה יש לנו עוד?
What do we have still? Gilad?
Yes, we're in item 53.
Ot Nun Gimel, Betur Aleph Lemata.
We're in item 53. The cause and consequence in the four phases did not exist in Ein Sof.
What page?
Page 66 in Hebrew, item, chapter 5, item
53.
The cause and consequence in the four phases did not exist in Ein Sof. This matter of cause and consequence that nevertheless divides them into four phases could not emerge in Ein Sof prior to the restriction. Even the vessel, in general, is not apparent there. Rather, it is completely light, as it is written in part 1. However, after the light of Ein Sof departed from these phases, they became apparent, and what we must now discern became disclosed, namely the light of Ein Sof itself, meaning what they had before the restriction. The four phases themselves remained empty of light, because after the restriction, it became apparent that these phases have nothing in common with the light of Ein Sof, as it was prior to the restriction. This is like a candle that is incorporated in a torch. It is indistinguishable. However, when separated from the torch, it becomes apparent to all.
No.
Nun dalet.
Item 54.
There
seems to be a question here. Since the restriction occurred primarily in phase 4, it became evident that that phase is unworthy of receiving the light. However, it became evident that the three preceding phases that were not restricted are worthy of receiving the light. Thus, we have a distinction of above and below and the importance of one over the other. In other words, phase 4 is lower than the first three phases.
Ken,
Allah? Yes, onward.
Item 55. The restriction was not because of the inferiority of phase 4, but solely for the purpose of adornment. Item 55. The thing is that the restriction of the light in phase 4 did not occur because of her inferiority, for we are still dealing with Malchut of Ein Sof, where phase 4 was as the light of Ein Sof itself. Thus, how can we even think that the restriction occurred due to the inferiority of phase 4? Indeed, the restriction did not occur because of the inferiority of phase 4. Rather, it occurred only as an adornment. It means that this Malchut wanted to reach adhesion, the highest possible degree, to adhere to the emanator completely, which is the greatest equivalence of form with the emanator. Thus, phase 4 did not lose her merit after the restriction as well.
Kiev.
Да, а что значит, что не уменьшилась высота далит после сокращения?
What does it mean that this fourth phase did not descend after the restriction?
Lo ne'elam.
The will to receive doesn't disappear, doesn't refine. It only passes from its work. On the intention to receive, to the intention to bestow. It is restricted, but this that it restricts itself doesn't mean that it becomes lesser. Rather, it doesn't work like before, in the same manner. But the desire remains the same desire. And so, on the desire itself, nothing operates. Only a change in its use. That's what we see that occurs. That's how it is in all of creation.
Should we work this way with any pleasure that comes to us?
Everything that comes to a spiritual vessel, you say we, us, I don't know who you're referring to. I'm talking about a spiritual vessel. Everything that comes to a spiritual vessel, first, it encounters a restriction, that it must perform a restriction, that it's going to receive not for itself, rather for the benefit of the host, that in this, there will be equal, and then he will be like the host, which was the purpose of all of creation, and not that the created being will receive something and in this shut himself up and he'll have no use, no benefit of the actions of the creator. It's not the matter of receiving pleasure. Rather, the pleasure is just a means to equalize the form of the created being with the creator, to raise the created being to the same degree as the creator. That's what's important. And thus, when the will to receive of the created being, when it pleasure comes to it, the created being here needs to make a restriction on its desire, that it doesn't want to use it in the ordinary manner, and it only wants to use it on the intention to bestow, meaning from reception of the pleasure, it will make above it an action of bestowal, because it operates against its will to receive, and thus the creator that created the will to receive, that's what it thought, that the will to receive will work against above its will to receive, the created being, and that will be its form of bestowal. Because the created being doesn't have a will to bestow, but if it will work above its will to receive, that's called that it has a will to bestow, as if it has a will to bestow. And in this, the creator and the created being will already be in the same field above this world. In two forces of bestowal. Bestowal from the creator's side, which is direct by his nature, and bestowal on the side of the created being above his nature. That it makes a restriction, a screen, reflected light, but ultimately that it doesn't receive, then his action is already an action of bestowal. How does it receive this desire, opportunity? He's not the creator, correct? Rather, the creator that bestows upon him, influences upon the created being, the creator gives him the capability to reject the pleasure, that's called restriction, and afterwards even to receive this pleasure on the intention to bestow. And in this, he's performing an action of bestowal, the created being. So it's all done on the power, the force of the creator, the will to receive from the creator, the restriction from the creator, the screen also from the creator, all these actions and the intention to bestow also from the creator, it's all from the creator. But the created being needs to say, this is what I want, give me, do it to me. But the decision is on the side of the created being.
Spain 2.
Buenas noches, Rav. Pregunta de nuestro...
Good evening, Rav.
La pregunta es la siguiente.
A question from the ten. The question is, if my desire is stronger inside than the ability to restrict, if I don't honestly feel, is there a value in it? Is it worth something or not?
Yes, in the meantime, there's value in everything because when states that we need to receive, we're going to receive the force of restriction. Yes, all of us are yearning for it, to receive the force of restriction, and then to work above the restriction. The restriction we receive only on the condition that we're connecting between us together, with the conditions that we have, with our small desires, and then we, if we want to connect between us, then each one, if such, needs to restrict itself towards the others. That's called that we're all giving our small restrictions into our mutual restriction. That's called that we'll have a vessel with the restriction. Is that clear?
Tov.
Okay.
מה יש לנו? PT 13.
What do we have? PT 13.
הוא אומר אלא שהצמצום היה מטעם קישוט באלמה. מה זה הקישוט בעבודה?
He's saying that this was decoration de facto. The restriction. Rav says the restriction was a decoration because it wasn't necessary. Nobody obligated the vessel to make a restriction. Rather, because it saw that its action in reception is opposite of the action of the Creator in bestowal, and felt the gap in the status of the Creator and its own, of the created being, then it decided it is incapable of receiving. Rather, if it can also receive in this state that it doesn't, well, the state that doesn't receive is also not good, because in this it's like putting down the giver. It's rejecting in return what he wants to give her. And so the vessel has no choice, rather only to receive on the intention to bestow. No choice. Imagine to yourself a state. If I receive, I'm opposite of the host. I am very lowly. If I don't receive, I am also putting down the host, degrading him, looking down at him, kicking him, because he wants to give me and I don't want. Because I'm worried about my ego getting hurt. And so I only have one remaining thing left to do, to receive what he's giving for him. I myself don't want. And so I only have left remaining for him. And so all of creation, what we learn, is in sanctity, receiving on the intention to bestow. So this is what's written, that it was yearning for adhesion? Rav says, yes. That it's yearning for equivalence of form, for adhesion. Asia?
Morning, Rav. My question is, after the Qingxiong, the upper light continues to expand.
Good morning, Rav. My question is, after the restriction, the upper light continues to operate, to expand, to act, and as a result, it builds a screen that changes the form which it receives? Is that correct? Yes, we will still learn this. That's called the pure refinement of the screen to the Atzilut of the Paltzuf. That's still ahead of us.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. When the friend talked previously about the screen and the actions that should happen, we learned a few weeks ago about making room for the friend. Is this action one of the actions? Let's say I don't feel like coming to the lesson, I'd rather see soccer. But I decided I'll take this place and will come to the lesson. Is this the action of the screen?
Yes, of course. It's the action of bestowal, restriction, and the screen. And what are you doing instead of this? That what, you didn't go to soccer?
I come to the lesson, I'm in the intentions.
Wow, I see restriction, reflected light, screen, reflected light. You did contentment to the Creator and to the friends. You're all holy now.
I wouldn't say that. My friends are holier than me.
That you're going to see just how fat you're going to get from this today. But it's true. The action itself is correct. PT 17.
Shalom Rav.
Hello, Rav. Is the restriction, the screen and the reflected light a serial action? Meaning first you only ask for the restriction?
First, we request restriction that we don't want to receive on the intent to receive, and in such a manner we can exist as much as we need. Because if you receive it only in order to fulfill your beast, that your body shall exist, that's not called the receiving. That's not called the receiving. All our ordinary life, what we do, that's not called reception. Because you're doing this because you're created in such a manner. And that's not called reception.
Meaning the screen can be asked only after you're restricted. Only after the restriction you can ask for the screen.
Yes, the screen is surely after the restriction. After the restriction, if we request the screen, yes, if you see before you an opportunity to act, so how will I act? That I must receive on the attention to bestow, to whom, how? That's a whole system I need here to activate, to do. But this is already a spiritual action. A person in this begins to see, to feel the spiritual world, the upper light, the relations and the intention to bestow. They open in us a new internal area in our will to receive. We feel everything in our will to receive. So now, what we feel now, this entire world and everything that's occurring, also us, yes, ourselves and everyone, we feel within the will to receive of each and every one. When we begin to relate to the intention to bestow, we begin to open up an additional field of sensation called the upper world. And then we have the ordinary corporeal will to receive. You can call it beastly, in which we exist as humans in this world, and we have a will to bestow that we such relate to others. And in this, we can already perform actions above the restriction by the screen.
Latin one.
You mentioned that all the actions are done by the Creator. The Creator is the one that gives us the screen, the restriction, and all we should do is to agree with these actions. So what does it mean to agree with these actions? What's the meaning of that?
No, no. This that the Creator performs the actions, it's not called that we don't understand, or don't know. We activate Him. We activate the upper force, the Creator. We demand restriction, screen, reflected light, calculations. We work with the Creator in such a manner, are such that some of the actions we invite and determine, and some of the actions are from Him, and that in this we are partners. That each time in each and every action, we want to be in equal partnership with Him. Me to my beloved, and my beloved to me. Yes? That's it. Okay.
A través de las acciones que hacemos de conexión en el grupo, de esta oración que hacemos juntos.
Thanks to the actions of connection we do in the group, the common prayer,
a mutual prayer as well, of course. Depends on what, but a mutual prayer is already a spiritual action. Because this that you're doing it together, each one is already nullifying his ego in something.
Barur.
That clear?
No, Kazakhstan.
Okay, Kazakhstan.
Lo shomim.
Thank you, Rav. There was this general question that we attain spirituality after the restriction in the inner light, after the reflected light. Here there is a question, is it important that the study of the Ten Sefirot will...
Test, the study of the Ten Sefirot is written by Baal HaSulam. You can be a Kabbalist without actually studying tests. We can learn other books. But tests gives us systematically, very widely, very uniquely, the spiritual actions. It's like an encyclopedia. It includes everything. Despite there are parts that test doesn't clarify, doesn't scrutinize, because spirituality is, of course, greater than test and all the other books. You can't put all of it into any volumes, all of spirituality. But in any case, Tess is the foundation of the entire wisdom of Kabbalah. Although that if you want to reach it, you need to invest many hours every day. And here is the question, are we capable and ready for this? I see by our students that just almost impossible. We'll go through some parts of tests. We'll know how to tie them. That we'll have a general picture in sum total. Until you're not going to learn tests to its very last details, because test itself doesn't detail every last thing to the last detail like that. But from working between us and entering the spiritual world from action, you'll already know what's talking about. That's called from your actions, we will know you. Test itself is also not a whole book. There are many parts that we would like them to be expanded more, but he didn't. There's very little material about the circles, very little material about the klipot, the shells, the worlds of the shells, about the connection of this world with spirituality, many things. Look, spirituality, the upper world, is the source of this world. And thus, just to explain this world how it is operated by spirituality, how it is formed by spirituality. Just for that, you need tens of books. So you can't do that way. As much as I learned and I studied many years tests, I can't say, and in general, I don't know anyone who truly knows tests. What does it mean to know? Yeah. To know means to attain. To attain what's written. Not just to understand or know what's written, but to attain what's written. And for that, you need to be at the level of Rashbi or Bala Sulam and not less.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good. We, in any case, will go in tests. Sometimes we'll jump from part to part to part. So we'll have a general impression from these books, and also from this that we'll draw some light that reforms from it. And in the meantime, we'll end for today. All the best.
Yes, let's conclude with a Nigun tune.
Bye.